Good day, everyone, from me, Andre Viljoen, with your weekly God Stories of Africa, a look at some of the news that we published this week. The destiny of South Africa and of the continent of Africa depend on God's people understanding the season we are in now and praying according to the Lord's revealed will, said Chief Justice Mogoeng Mogoeng during an online prayer meeting of the Hope Healing Restoration Project of the Lord last Sunday. Speaking in public for the first time since early May, when he announced he was taking long leave, Mogoeng said that trustworthy prophets have confirmed that the nation was in a time of judgment, a time of repentance, and a time of birthing the destiny of South Africa. While judgment was being unleashed on God's people because of, among other reasons, a lukewarm, politically correct church, the Lord was calling on us to repent sincerely for our wickedness and disunity, to prepare for the greatest move of God the world has seen to start in South Africa. But the devil, the spirit of Leviathan, wants to steal the destiny of South Africa and by extension of Africa and the nations of the earth. We dare not let this moment slip through our fingers, he said. Mogoeng led his audience through a series of prayer points in line with the spiritual season and with recent key prophetic words, and urged believers to keep on praying along those lines until there is a breakthrough. On Wednesday, the Global Day of Repentance Movement and the Hope Healing Restoration Project of the Lord both observed a National Day of Repentance called by Gauteng prophetess Beverly Van Rensburg by hosting simultaneous online repentance events from 3 p.m. to 5 p.m. In prayer responses to the violence and anarchy in the nation that broke out in KZN and Gauteng last week, farmer evangelist Angus Buchan called a virtual national prayer meeting from 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. on Saturday, the 25th of July, and prophetess Janet Bran Hollis and Dr. Pearl Coupe called a three-day fast from Monday the 26th of July to Wednesday the 28th, amidst multiple warnings in dreams of planned further attacks. In other news, don't miss episode 1 of our inspiring testimony from veteran South African missionaries in Kenya, Wilco and Lydia Venter. Penned by Lydia, this episode is titled Our Big God Adventure, Episode 1, God Saves Us and Delivers Me from Racism. From Nigeria, we have a heartwarming story titled Mary Kitambi, No Kidnapper Could Steal Her Dreams, about one of the former abducted Chibok schoolgirls achieving the very thing their Islamist Boko Haram captors opposed. And in a story headlined, Asia Bibi, How God Showed Himself and Changed Me on Death Row, a Pakistani Christian woman who was unjustly jailed for more than 8 years, shares how she encountered God and was strengthened through a daily visitation that went on for years. You can read these stories and more online at gatewaynews.co.za. Or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.